Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be variably cloudy, chance of scattered thunderstorms. We'll have a high today of about 77. Kenosha at this hour is at 64 degrees, 62 in Burlington, 65 Milwaukee, 64 in Racine. The woman killed when she was struck by a semi-truck in Union Grove early yesterday morning, identified as Amy Krensky of Yorkville. She was struck when she ran into the roadway from her pickup truck to go after her dog, which had gotten loose. The dog was eventually found unharmed later in the day. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is continuing to investigate the accident. It happened around 3 o'clock in the morning. It appears to have been, however, an unfortunate accident, according to sheriff's investigators. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says the body found in Lily Lake this past Saturday has been positively identified as Richard Warnke Sr., who had been missing since last week. Warnke's body found in the water about two blocks from his home on 336th Avenue. His family had reported him being distraught and in possession of a gun. At one point, the sheriff's tactical response team went to Warnke's house under the possibility he might be there, threatening to harm himself, but they found nothing. An autopsy was conducted, but results have not been revealed thus far. The Kenosha County District Attorney's Office dropping homicide and sexual assault charges against an elderly Kenosha man because he recently died. 70-year-old Gary Sable charged back in 2008 with killing his 64-year-old wife Joanne Reidenbach. He was declared incompetent to stand trial, had been at a state mental health facility since 2009. District Attorney Bob Zaff says the criminal prosecution on hold until Sable was deemed competent, but Sable died at that state facility several months ago. The Racine County Sheriff's Office investigating a reported act of vandalism that targeted House Speaker Paul Ryan's Republican challenger in the upcoming election. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
A yellow dump truck used by Paul Nyland's campaign had a tire deflated and letters torn from the side of the vehicle before Monday's Rochester Memorial Day parade. According to a news release from Nyland's campaign, duct tape was also used to cover portions of the truck's message, and trash was thrown in the truck bed. The truck with the message "Dump Ryan" did not make it into the parade. Nyland blames Ryan's supporters for the vandalism, something condemned by Ryan's camp. Congressman Ryan was the keynote speaker at the Rochester Memorial Day ceremony following the parade. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Charges filed against a Racine woman for allegedly robbing a woman who was trying to help her. 32-year-old Valerie Fisher in court to face allegations of armed robbery with the use of force and aggravated battery. Racine police called to an address on 12th Street May 22nd. The victim said she'd been robbed and stabbed. Police have told that she was trying to help Fisher, who is homeless and now has drug and alcohol problems, food and clothing. However, Fisher allegedly demanded money, punched the victim several times in the back, and stabbed her in the hand and leg. Fisher being held in the county jail. She'll be back in court June the 8th. A man from Zion, Illinois, facing allegations in Racine County. Police reportedly finding him in a vehicle with a 14-year-old girl. Racine police called to Bird Avenue last Friday. Sex-related messages allegedly exchanged between 50-year-old Andre Alexander and the girl discovered on her Facebook page. A preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for June the 9th. Well, following that incident over the weekend at the Cincinnati Zoo, during which a gorilla was fatally shot because a small boy had climbed into the enclosure there, no special precautions were put in place at the zoo in Racine. Director Beth Heidorn says that they do have policies in place approved by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums to make sure that guests and animals remain safe.
People in our community work very hard to make sure that we are prepared if something would ever jeopardize the safety of our guests, our staff, our animals. So we train here as other zoos have their staff do the same thing.
She says the zoo grounds are inspected every day to identify any possible issues that need immediate attention. Says she and the staff mourn the loss of any animal. They feel for those who have to make the decision, like those fitted in Cincinnati. Federal and state health officials investigating an outbreak of E. coli in flour. Caused 3 dozen-plus cases of illness across 20 states. General Mills has issued a recall.
General Mills says it's recalling about 10 million pounds of its flour over a possible link to the E. coli outbreak. The recall is for several varieties of Gold Medal and Signature Kitchens flour that were sold at Safeway, Albertsons, and other supermarkets. General Mills says E. coli hasn't been found in any of its flour products, but is still recalling them out of an abundance of caution. General Mills says about half of the people who fell ill did cook with the flour before being sickened. I'm Mark Chase.
Well, if you've driven through the intersection of Four Mile Road and Douglas Avenue in Caledonia over the past several days, you know that the traffic signals are not working. Police indicate the signals are likely to stay that way for several more days. The control box for the signals got damaged when a driver accidentally hit the accelerator instead of the brake last Saturday, striking it into other cars. A new control box has been ordered, but it could take as long as 10 days before the installation can occur. So, for the time being, the intersection remains controlled by stop signs in all directions, which means patience and waiting your turn. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee talking about sidewalks and a program for repair or replacement, but with a desired look at a multi-year strategy versus just a pilot effort based only, of course, on 2016 capital budget figures. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen, working with a total of $380,000, mentioning criteria and federal guidelines that can be used locally to resume attention on the sidewalks.
Number one would be on resident pedestrian complaints that we receive. That would get the first look. Then the other place in the next highest priority, we will inspect sidewalks in high pedestrian areas, downtown, uptown, West Racine, around schools, around the zoo.
Alderman Melissa Lemke supporting the recommendations, but for it only being a one-year pilot effort, she wasn't crazy about that.
I think he's arguing that, you know, it will probably go forward under the publicly funded kind of fee structure. But it was very evenly, it was like a 7-8 vote. And so if it goes back to being checkmarked, and this is a one-year pilot program, then two zones get done for free and everybody else doesn't.
Alderman Henry Perez supported something as a plan beyond just 1 year as well. After some 45 minutes of discussion, the Public Works panel deferred the issue so that the commissioner could amend his recommendations to include a 7-year time frame. Well, despite some concerns raised by a few folks living near the site, the Caledonia Plan Commission supported rezoning 178 acres of land along Highway K at the interstate, which would become an industrial park to drive economic development in the village. Among the concerns raised by the citizens, the overall size of the project to be developed through Wispark LLC, the development arm of We Energies. Initial plans call for construction of a 138,000-square-foot building. This would be part of Phase 1. Future plans would include a 1-million-square-foot building near Adams Road, similar in scope to the Amazon facility along the interstate in Kenosha County. Ongoing water utility projects also tie into creation of this industrial park. There are fewer farmers here in Wisconsin to speak of at the start of June dairy month. State Agriculture Secretary Ben Bransel saying the numbers peaked quite a few decades ago.
143,000 dairy farms in 1950, and it has been a slow, gradual trend of reduced numbers of dairy farms in the state of Wisconsin for that period of time.
In fact, now fewer than 9,600 dairy farmers in the state. Bransel, though, notes they are producing a lot more milk than in past years. Governor Scott Walker is going to be in western Kenosha County later today congratulating the Wilmot Union High School Academic Decathlon team for winning the Division II National Championship and the school's third consecutive state title. It'll all be taking place around 3:30 p.m. in the school's auditorium, 308th Avenue in Wilmot. And legendary Packers quarterback Brett Favre is going to be honored in Milwaukee September the 17th, a thanks for the memories dinner at Miller Park after his induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in August. Tickets are going for $250 a person. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.